Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Welcome, and thank you so much for joining us. It is Wednesday, the 30th day of March, 2011. We're going to be live here for at least the next 3 hours. We have Gerald Celente joining us on the news yesterday that areas that were previously seen as immune to housing prices dropping has actually accelerated in their drop, and that is pulling down the rest of the housing market across the United States. All other major commodities, of course, are increasing in price right now due to global dollar devaluation. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts will join us in the last 30 minutes of the third hour. He's got a new article out today at Infowars.com titled "Obama Takes American Hypocrisy to New Levels," dealing with the situation in Libya. And we also have Levi Smith, who runs a tattoo parlor in Phoenix, Arizona. More and more across the country, they're getting digital barcode tattoos so people can access them with their smartphones and purchase things with them, and they just think it's absolutely wonderful. And so we're going to be talking to Levi Smith coming up in 30 minutes for just one segment or so. Here's the big news, and it's really not new news to our audience, but it confirms what we said 2 weeks ago, or more than 2 weeks ago now, on that Monday, 3 days after the disaster began, on the 11th of March, that Fukushima number 1, 2, and 3 were in critical situation. Later in that week, they admitted that the reactor cores had been breached in at least two of the stricken earthquake tsunami ravaged reactors at the Fukushima 6 reactor facility. And these are the headlines. Fukushima nuke plant now in full meltdown. It's melted, the Japanese government admits, completely through the containment steel container, through the concrete, and is now below the facility and boiling through the water table and sending out record levels of radiation, is the reports. Fukushima nuke plant now in full meltdown. Reactor number 2, we've already seen partial Chernobyl explosions in the aggregate, dwarfing Chernobyl, according to many top radiation experts and nuclear physicists. But now we have the London Guardian headline, Japan may have lost the race to save nuclear reactor. May have lost. They admit it's melted down through the vessel, and it could explode, not in an atomic explosion. Some physicists argue that they could, but in a Chernobyl off-gassing of incredible levels of uranium and other isotopes. Here's Mike Adams' report on it. Fukushima beyond point of no return as radioactive core melts through containment vessel. Business Insider, Fukushima, record high levels of radioactive iodine detected in the ocean nearby. Concentrations 3,355 times. The legal limit was identified in seawater sample near the plant. Japan's Nuclear Safety Agency said today this is the highest contamination yet of the radioactive iodine. And, of course, they've been reporting since Sunday, now 4 days ago, 100,000 times safe levels near the plant of uranium and plutonium. Continuing here, cesium fallout from Fukushima already rivals Chernobyl, and this Boil Down blog has links to New Scientist, you name it. So all breaking that down for you. We'll be getting into more details after the break. Just amazing hoax going on as well. I shot a video last night that's going to be out later today dealing with the fact that it's 100% public that Al-Qaeda does work for the military-industrial complex. But the media is now saying that Anwar al-Awlaki, the head of al-Qaeda, is praising what's happening in Libya and other areas. Well, of course he's praising it. He works for the Pentagon, hangs out there continually. We have Fox News headline, Anwar al-Awlaki meeting secretly at the Pentagon. So all of that is going on. U.S. NATO commander admits that al-Qaeda is the Red Bull Forces. It's all coming up. Stay with us.
delish.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Alex has told you about the terrible perfect storm of rising food prices. The Japanese tragedy proves how important food is. Our own gas prices are driving food costs through the roof. The huge population countries are buying up American unprotected exports of food. The falling dollar is inflating food prices. Ethanol subsidies are driving fuel and food costs to all-time highs. We are experiencing the greatest explosion of food shortages and food prices America has ever seen. Folks, you have to freeze the cost and availability of your food now. Through March 31st, eFoods Direct has free shipping on all orders. You can freeze the cost and availability of your food and have it shipped free. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Free shipping ends March 31st. 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
1, 1, 2, 3.
Day of March 2011, and we do have Gerald Celente joining us, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, former head of policy at the Treasury, to cover the news coming out yesterday and today of record housing price drops, this time in areas that were seen as invulnerable and basically immune from housing price drops. And that also follows general increases in housing prices decreasing. Also, consumer confidence is being registered as the lowest in modern history, but the government and the media, the dominant dinosaur media that's less and less dominant, are busy telling us that the economy is back and is great. And I, last night watching CNBC, actually saw them on there saying it's no big deal if oil prices go up. That's just something else being purchased in the economy, and that will go to American businesses. I know the lion's share of it goes to the Saudi Arabians and the big oil companies. The OPEC made over $1 trillion last year. That was the headline in Reuters yesterday. So that is some of what we're going to be breaking down. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we have a tattoo shop owner who put special barcode, high-tech barcode, tattoos on people so they can buy and sell with a wave of their hand, or if it's on their forearm, a wave of their forearm, or on their face, purchasing with it, and it's the coolest, trendiest thing to do. Next, I guess jumping off cliffs will be the coolest and trendiest thing to do. According to Ann Coulter, the people of Fukushima should be thankful they'll never get cancer now. This is a cancer cure. Of course, the Japanese government admits that 5 hours around the plant will give you 5,000 millisieverts. That kills roughly, statistically, half the people that come in contact with it within just a week or two. That was reported on in the Washington Post yesterday. And they now have 100,000 times safe levels of radiation, 3,000 plus times the legal level of radioactive iodine now in the ocean nearby. And one of the main reactors has now gone through total meltdown and melted through the steel container, through the floor, and into the aquifer beneath it. There is an aquifer there beneath it. It's just absolutely horrible news, but it doesn't matter because, like Karl Rove says, the government and the media, they believe they control reality, and they call those of us that know the truth the reality-based community. I read those quotes. But they are creating an unreality, and as Joseph Goebbels said, good propaganda isn't sophisticated. It's simple, and it talks to people's laziness, their inherent wish to just rationalize and obfuscate and procrastinate and deny that something's bad. And radiation detectors now, as far away as Russia, have now picked up radiation that's now pretty much circled the globe. In another week or so, it's estimated that it will have circled the entire globe, and the stuff released 18, 19 days ago on the 11th of March, it's now the 30th, will be over Tokyo once again. So it will go all the way around the world. Of course, its first stop is Japan and then the Pacific Ocean and then North America. And according to the media, according to the Japanese government, for the first 2 weeks, they kept school in nearby. They are telling the people, go ahead and drink the water. It's fine. Everything's great. Now they're saying, actually, we covered up. Don't drink the water. Don't eat the food. And the food's running out. The bottled water ran out a week ago. And all of that is continuing to unfold. And we'll be talking about this off and on throughout the broadcast with Gerald Celente, Dr. Paul Kurt Roberts, and others. But the average trendy in America is not really worried about it. They're wanting to get the newest barcode tattoo. And in this newscast we're going to play in the next segment, the young woman laying there getting the tattoo says, it's mine. Only I have this tattoo. It's mine. I mean, just talk about a lamb to the slaughter. Just no idea about history, about the IBM barcode numbers entered into the Whole Earth IBM machines where Hitler tracked the people in the slave camps to decide how much to feed them, how much to work them, and to keep track of them. And then the computer would tell them when to go ahead and walk them outside and shoot a bullet in the back of their head. See, I'm not against technology, but the globalists, because it's just a neutral capacity, the globalists are setting up a infrastructure, in their own words, of total control, total surveillance, a boot stomping on the human face forever. You see, George Orwell, true name Eric Blair, came from a somewhat aristocratic intelligentsia family. And he worked in the Imperial Police right out of high school in India, helping carry out executions and things of that nature and roundups of the Indians who were rebelling. Then he rebelled against that, and the Imperium went and joined the Communist and fought and was shot through the throat and survived in the Spanish Civil War. Then he found out the Communists were controlled by the same banking cartel. And so he ran off, but then Hitler popped up, and so he worked in the BBC. His character is Winston Smith, who works in the Ministry of Truth that puts out lies, the big Big Brother media brainwashing center, where one day they're at war with East Asia, the next day they've never been at war with East Asia, the next day they're back at war and have always been at war. And if you say, hey, that's a lie, you're taken away and tortured until you confess, just because they like to torture, and they explain that. We can just kill you, but we like to torture you. It's because we enjoy it, Winston. We like to trample and be trampled upon. Because we control reality. 2 + 2 = 3, 10, 100, Winston. There is no answer. See, Winston says, just tell me what number you want to say. And he said, Winston, I want you to just see all numbers. You see, we control reality now, Winston. And you people in the reality-based community, we're going to stomp you out and get rid of you. So, see, Orwell had experienced working for Imperial Police, working for the Communists, then working for BBC propaganda. He had discovered that it was the state and the control freak, psychopathic priest of power, as he called them, pressing on the nerve of power, always Winston, as O'Brien tells him as he lovingly rips his teeth out after torturing him for months. He explains to Winston that it's all about a psychopath dream world. It's all about a giant carnival of enjoyment and about strata, a pyramidal structure of psychopaths and sadists and control freaks from the top all the way down to the bottom with gibbering, mindless proles obsessed with the lottery and gambling and sports and their tattoos. And I'm not judging you if you have a tattoo. Some of it's interesting art. That's your style. Great. It's just that these are things in cultures that are always markers of decline. Self-mutilation, men who can't ever be serious and just gibber and joke hour after hour, day after day. It's a sophomoric, frozen state because men who feel like they're alpha males and that they should be dominant get suppressed by the system because from birth they're set in front of the television set. Same thing with women. They're taught how to be mindless tarts. And are fed a false reality that gives them no pass to true personal power that every male seeks at a primitive subconscious level to protect his mate and his children. I mean, the seeking for security and strength and power is a male attribute. But because it's denied to men, unless they become a police officer, then they're twisted and only used against the general public, or the military is one of the few venues where you can supposedly, you know, be a warrior male, but you suborn yourself to a corporate structure and then are dehumanized and used like trash because it's run by psychopaths. There is no honor. And this is what the globalists have done. You know, it's been said about many third world countries, the more enslaved, the more childlike the population is. And the elites in Mexico refer to the population as the dumb children. And the elites here refer to us as idiots. What did Karl Rove tell the New York Times and Washington Post reporters in the interview back in 2004? He said, we're history's actors. We, of course, know it's a false reality. We will change reality day by day. You will study whatever we tell you, and you will put out that propaganda through peer pressure. You don't exist. You're a vassal. You're a slave. How do you like it? And the reporters, by and large, said, man, this is bizarre, but it's true, and we have decided to serve you. And the media and the government said, good. You have chosen, like Winston Smith, who was tortured to not be able to tell 2 + 2 = 4 anymore. When he said 2 + 2, the ability to say 2 + 2 = 4 is freedom. It's victory. And it is. If you can say 2 + 2 = 4, you have total victory. Now, through that, let me explain. Anwar al-Awlaki is in the news. Admitted U.S. government agent, 100%, publicly AP, Fox, years of it, runs all the attacks, totally staged. He's in the news saying that he's for the attacks in Libya. And it's also in the news, NATO admits, yes, we're working with Al-Qaeda, they're good guys. Now, somebody who can say 2 plus 2 equals 4 says, well, this is treason. Our government always ran al-Qaeda. But see, the general yuppie will say, no, I understand al-Qaeda's good and they're bad.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from their album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, March 30th, 2011. Gold opened this morning at $14.2280. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $14.5922, $7.2971 for a half ounce, or $3.6485 for a quarter ounce. That's $14.5922, $7.2971, or $3.6485.
The Constitution and the Bill of Rights have been reduced to old relics politicians ignore, trample with their outlandish, overreaching policies. Your support of the Campaign for Liberty stands in the way of this insidious process. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I've teamed up with the Campaign for Liberty to offer the authentic proof quarter ounce pure gold coin. For only $390 plus shipping, Midas will donate $100 to this incredible organization. Help fight big government by ordering your gold coin at 800-686-2237. You get to win twice by owning gold and fighting an overreaching government. Call 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The preacher man says it's the end of time and the Mississippi River...
You see, they want you domesticated. They want you dumbed down. They don't want you to have a fighting spirit, an instinct to stand up for yourself, stand up for your family. You know, if you catch some baby raccoons in your fishing cabin and they're in there digging around in your cupboard and you run in and start trying to swat them with a broom, mama, if she's around, will attack you. But see, humans have always been like that. But now when the CPS comes to take your kids, people just give them up to them. Or when the IRS comes to take your house for the Federal Reserve, people don't even resist. In fact, they just fall down and cry. And so we've been domesticated like domesticated animals so that we're more easily sucked off of and slaughtered intellectually and physically. So when I say the ability to be free is 2 plus 2 equals 4, when it's on Fox News and Associated Press that Amar Awlaki, who runs all the major terror attacks in the West, is secretly hanging out at the Pentagon while he's on the most wanted list, and we'll put that up on screen from Fox News. There it is, exclusive, Fox News. Al-Qaeda leader dined at the Pentagon just months after 9/11. Or the Times of London. Or Newsweek reporting 9 years ago that the top Taliban and Al-Qaeda were captured, and then the military was ordered to fly them out to safety. Just search airlift of evil. And they were like, why did we let them go and then give them gold? Because they've done a good job. They stage as the fake enemy, the decoys, as the excuse to take over Afghanistan and the opium, $500 billion a year, 90-plus percent of world opium production, went 92%, and then they're flown out to safety. And then they're moved into Pakistan. And then the globalists can start then bombing that country. And then they're moved into Libya and are then called heroes. And U.S. and British special forces, now we learn, confirmed 6 weeks ago, begin leading al-Qaeda in an attack. But separately, Reuters comes out and says Anwar al-Awlaki, in an article published yesterday, if you can even believe this, said the removal of his anti-Islamicist autocrats, like Gaddafi, meant Islamic fighters and scholars were now freer to discuss and organize. And he praised what's happening in Tunisia, Egypt, Libya. Now, this is a known, this guy, the media now reported, is bigger than bin Laden. He had been his number two. They now see bin Laden, who we know died a long time ago. Well, he's gone as the boogeyman. It's Anwar al-Awlaki, who publicly works for the Pentagon. Publicly. And I was on ManCal this morning, who never could believe us. He said, I guess you're right, on air, on close to 100 big stations. He said, I guess you're right. It's true. Al-Qaeda does work for the Pentagon. See, ManCal, Eric ManCal Mueller, finally could say 2 plus 2 equals 4. He could finally do it. Now, can you do it? Because all I'm pointing out is here, he's publicly works for the Pentagon, trained in the U.S., head CIA officer, trained for decades here, sent in, turns out, leading the rebels, head of NATO admits Al-Qaeda's the core. Doesn't mean there aren't other Libyans who joined in and who don't like Gaddafi. The fact is, we're being told Al-Qaeda is the good guys. We're going to talk more about this later with Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and others. But, I mean, there it is. Can you say 2 plus 2 equals 4? Or are you like the general public, like Winston Smith being tortured in 1984, who just says, I don't know, I can't understand it. You can't understand something that 2 plus 2 equals 4? Now, we're going to come back and go to tattoo artist Levi Smith of Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix. I think he's the owner. But first, I want to play a few minutes of these new digital tattoos that are so cool, everybody's got to get them to buy and sell with a mark on your body. Here it is.
Meets reality. The idea of having barcodes with personal information tattooed on your body. It is here. Take a look at this. A tattoo artist in Phoenix is offering to give QR code tattoos. Now, QR stands for quick response. And when you take a photo of the code on your phone, it can take you right to the person's Facebook website and get their personal information.
It's something different that nobody else will have. It's my tattoo, and no one else could have it.
And as far as we know, Levi Smith at Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix is the only shop offering the tattoos. And this morning we have Levi with us. Thank you very much for
coming. Okay, we're going to come back. We're going to come back and talk to Levi. But you see that poor Jones girl? Man, that changed the name Jones. But I mean, she's not a bad person. We can hopefully get in contact with her and wake her up. But, I mean, did you notice her ignorance? It's all about me. It's mine. No, it takes who you are and lets the government and the system dehumanize you and track you off your Facebook that it's connected to and dehumanize you, honey. Okay? And look, she's probably a very nice person, but once you're so self-centered and so me, it's my tattoo, you'll find with these vassals out there that can't even think for themselves that they just love the latest form of dehumanization. And hey, it's your body. But the issue is that, well, it's a very sophisticated issue, but on the face of it, the Nazis put digital numbers so they can put it in a computer to track the concentration camp victims. I mean, we all know this, and we know this is being deployed against everyone. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Get up! Stand up! Escape from the prison planet! All right, if you just joined us, in the last segment, we showed a young lady saying, "It's mine, it's my personal tattoo, no one else can have it, it's mine." A very, very interesting. KPHO out of Phoenix reports on Phoenix tattoo artist offers scanner codes, and this is going on in other places in the U.S. and Europe, but his particular case has gotten a lot of attention. And these are those modern barcodes that look like a collection of little squares and dots, and it's very popular. You see people sticking it up on, you know, the sides of areas on city streets where flyers are hung. You can walk up with your smartphone and scan it, and then it takes you to the website. And I guess instead of actually walking up and, say, typing in Infowars.com, you just actually just go there. And I wanted to talk about this because there's a big move, and I saw an article back in 1999 in the Washington Post saying the Pentagon was interested in the self mutilation community, the tattoo community, body modification community, because they thought that was a way to mainline implantable microchips and barcode tattoos for the military and others. And mainstream news has reported they've had test programs with implantable chips with the U.S. military. So I'm very interested in this overall move. And joining us is Levi Smith. And Levi Smith is with the Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix, Arizona. He's the owner. Twitter.com, Levi Tattoo. Facebook is Tattoo Monkey. Thank you for joining us, Levi.
Hey, thank you for having me, man.
So where did you get the idea to start this? Tell us about the technology. Tell us about how many people are getting these there at your tattoo shop.
Well, I've done three of them so far now. And, you know, this QR code technology has been around for actually quite a while, I guess around like 20 years. It was really popular in Japan and stuff, and it seems to be a really great and effective marketing tool. It's going to be getting a lot more popular in the U.S. And I was checking them out for using it for marketing, and I ran across on the Internet this guy knit a QR code into a sweater. And you could still scan it with a smartphone, and it would still take you to where you wanted, you know, where it was supposed to take you. And so with that, I figured, you know, well, I could tattoo one of those. So, you know, I called up a friend of mine, you know, and without really knowing if it would actually scan or not, you know, we did like a little test run, and it turned out. And, you know, and I was actually kind of shocked that that it was scannable. And so I put the word out, and I did a couple more, and now I'm tattooing a heavy metal band. Each member of the band is getting the QR codes tattooed on to go to their band website and all that stuff. And, yeah, and it's a pretty stripped out thing.
Well, look, I'm not here to judge you individually, and obviously this is a fun gimmick, but obviously many people have gotten fake barcode tattoos with 1984 under it to say that they're against being turned into a product. They're against the face scanning that creates a digital barcode from the measurements of your face or your thumbprint being used for some really draconian government controls. I'm sure you've heard about license plate reading cameras, face scanning cameras, and the fact that people would want to run out and, you know, get a barcode and put it on their body to then connect it to their Facebook. I'm sure you've seen the reports about the dehumanizing effects of Facebook and things like that, where people don't have real relationships. They just basically collect friends like baseball cards.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with that as well, you know. And there is a clear line between the people that are really interested in this sort of thing versus those that really find it kind of abhorrent and find it as something that's it's kind of a warning as, you know, potential times to come with, you know, the lost privatization and, you know, the increasing influence of technology in our immediate personal lives. You know, the people that are really getting them much more tend to be younger people, counterculture people, people that are kind of using it to kind of own it, the same way that, like minority groups would use racial slurs and stuff towards themselves as a way to kind of take it back sort of thing.
There's a lady getting one of these where she says, it's mine, only I can have it. But, I mean, I don't see that as it being hers. It now ties her into the Matrix, and she's basically taking, you know, some corporate Pentagon. I mean, it is the Pentagon that developed the barcode in 1984 of all years. They made a deal with Walmart to demand all of their suppliers have the barcode. Now they want RFID tracker chips in all products so that in MIT, in the Pentagon's own words, they'll be able to track the real world like cyberspace with all these tracker chips. And I've noticed with clothes I get laundered, they now stick an RFID glued sticker without asking me that rips your clothes if you take it off. So now I have to go to a new launder place to get some of my clothes laundered. Because they're not even asking. They're just sticking this on my clothes, gluing it to it. And sure, it's convenient for them. But more and more, I'm sure you've heard about the FBI putting tracker chips on cars without warrants.
Right. Well, yeah, and it's the further attempt to digitize reality because it's so much easier to control a digital world than the real chaotic world. So in an attempt to control that more, you know, this could very well be used as a method, these QR code tattoos. But also they're very, very easy to modify and stuff. So I don't think that they're really viable as a control device or a tracking device where something like, you know, RFID chips or some kind of like a magnetized ink or some, you know, crazy nanotechnology.
You're right. Telling you, the Pentagon was in Washington Tech, the tech publication of the Washington Post at the time, in 99, and they said, we love the body modification, the mutilation, the tattoo movement, mainlining, because their psychological warfare breakdowns show that would then cause the public to forced microchipping, as the Mexican Attorney General of his office employees in Mexico City. And so, you know, my point here is that you're right. We don't need the tattoo. They already get your digital when you get a driver's license, put it in a federal database, and now can track you. Your face basically forms, you know, their own barcode.
Yeah.
But I mean, my whole issue is just, I mean, did you hear about the Verichip company that signed up with a bunch of Baja Beach clubs in the U.S. and Europe to get into the VIP area with the girls in bikini implantable microchip?
Really? Wow. I've heard of Verichip, but I didn't realize that they were already implementing that, you know, in those kinds of ways, like on a commercial level. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah, if you just type into a search engine Baja Beach Club or nightclubs, Baja Beach Club, nightclub, yeah. Verichip, implantable chip. I mean, because that's what the global engineers, Ray Kurzweil and others, write books about it. They say, look, at first you won't be able to have a job if you're not implanted and if you don't do all this augmentation and brain chips.
Well, yeah, you'll be a not a person if you sit out and refuse to get these trackable devices that control your ability to purchase and sell and everything that we've always been warned about, then you're not going to be allowed to take part in that digital society. You know,
exactly, by standardizing, Levi,
mm-hmm.
And obviously you're a smart guy here talking to you. I wasn't going to yell at you, but you obviously know what's going on.
Yeah, this is totally my sort of thing. I've had some of my friends call me the Antichrist for doing this, and you know, and I think it's kind of funny, and I may be in some way contributing to the psychological acceptance of doing this sort of thing, but it's not something that that I'm not necessarily blind towards, and I'm not exactly for it either. But at the same time, I'm part of that counterculture movement that wants to kind of own it. If we can use this technology in ways and understand it, you know, maybe we can use it to fight.
But
that.
Levi Smith, when you dance with the devil doesn't change, he changes you. You know, beware staring into the abyss, lest you become the abyss.
Right.
But expanding on that, here's what I'm trying to say. The Pentagon, MIT, they all created the global infrastructure, the Internet, all these systems. They admit that they're going to force all business through it so that then only mega corporations can basically operate in the system. And all of this barcoding, all of this stuff is extincting local businesses, community. Now they're harassing roadside places selling eggs or oranges or watermelons. They're now arresting people selling fresh milk. They're now hunting down with the animal ID, premises ID, trying to shut down local farms and ranches. This is a full spectrum dominance matrix control system. And I'm telling you, you can't own this. I'm telling you, this is playing directly into their hands. Perhaps by you doing this, and now if you speak out about it and point this out, perhaps some good can be made of it. But I'm telling you, this is going to destroy us.
There's a great possibility of that. I've got a lot of faith in humanity and the inherent difficulty in actually maintaining any kind of control over us for a certain amount of time. I mean, you know. It's also said that, you know, that we'll win, you know, the people will win, but it's that trial and tribulation that we have to go through that maybe will help us in a way and help move our culture forward and move out of this violent, kind of state that we tend to have been in for the past, 3,000 years.
Well, Levi, here's the issue. The system implants modern versions of Christianity on record to make people believe the world is basically going to go through something so we can't stop this inevitable foregone conclusion, self-fulfilling prophecy, when the truth is every generation goes through crises. And we need to see Rwandans, when they were being murdered, you know, the Tutsis were being killed by the Hutus, or was it vice versa? They believed it was the Tutsis being killed by the Hutus. Check that for me, folks. My memory fails in 93 or 94. The point is that they believed it was the end of the world and it was the Antichrist. People in Germany thought it was the end of the world and the Antichrist was Hitler. But the point is there are many Antichrists, and we need to say no to this system now, because even if it is the end of the world coming, we are being tested now on the decisions we make. And listen, that doesn't mean I'm on some high horse about what you're doing.
No, I get you. You know, this is something that's indicative of, you know, the warnings and whatnot. And I agree that we have to be cautious towards these things. novelty, and I'm a bit of a tech head, and you know, like with like Ray Kurzweil and stuff, you know, I'm really optimistic about what technology can do for us and whatnot, and also its inherent dangers of you know, what it can take from us.
Sure, but I mean, you're probably getting into his more public rantings where it's meant to look good to the proletariat. Here's an example. Most big gyms in Austin now, I can't have a membership at because they make you thumb scan to go in and lift weights.
Right.
Libraries, many public schools make the kids thumbprint, no cash allowed, no credit cards allowed. It tracks everything you do. We're entering a system under a global sales tax collected nationally, delivered to the IMF and World Bank internationally, where you're not going to be able to accept cash. You're not going to be able to accept a check. It's all being phased out. You're going to have to pay with your face scan, with your barcode, with your chip, with your RFID, and that's so you can't escape the taxes that are going to go up and up and up that are designed to break down the once vibrant real economy and the black market economy. So this system is death to
right.
true local community.
Right, right. Yeah, I do get you. I'm not sure what to say as far as like my position with doing the QR codes. I do realize my my part in the I guess the acceptance of this sort of thing. But I don't know. I seem to have a little bit more optimism in in humanity's ability to generally resist this sort of
thing. I have optimism. That's why I'm fighting right now.
Right, right.
Well, we are going to win. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Do you have any children, Levi?
Yes, I do. I have a daughter, yeah.
How old is she, 5, 6?
She's actually 2 months old.
Well, we're entering a time when she's 10, 12 years old where would you stand up and fight or speak out if they were saying your daughter had the face scan? When she buys and sells, it'll just be a camera on the wall, but it's already here. But, you know, to make sure she pays her national sales taxes, it's going to be graduated. I mean, would you be against that? Would you speak out against that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, because the fight is now. They're integrating this. They're setting it up. They had face scanning cameras up in the town I live in 10 years ago. They only admitted to the slaves last year. I mean, sir, the war is now. I mean, I'm just telling you. Did you know that most major cities don't just add fluoride to the water? They actually add radioactive isotopes?
Right, right. Treating the water and stuff to control, you know, various balances in the body and the brain and whatnot to keep it docile and, you know.
I mean, because that's admitted. I have the Rockefeller Foundation reports. It's also to kill you, slowly kill you. I mean, this is pretty hardcore, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And the point is we've been eased in to this cold water. They've turned the heat up, and now we're boiling. And I'm just saying, I don't think we're going to own this. Getting barcodes that can actually be scanned by enemy platforms like Facebook. It's one thing to go into Facebook as we do into the Matrix to try to reach people with red pills, but I think it's another thing. You know, to kind of say, make me a movie star in the Matrix, and I don't want to remember anything.
Well, you know, and at the same time, though, you know, people have been able to, you know, individuals have been able to kind of own some of this technology and stuff, and even use like Facebook and Twitter to, you know, to overthrow dictators, even. So it's kind of difficult to fully predict how these people, especially these younger generations, would seem to be so natural at all of this technology.
Sure, there are some people who are young and angry in Egypt and Libya, but, you know, Al-Qaeda and the Pentagon are the real ones running. I mean, have you seen the news, how they admit Al-Qaeda's the good guys now in the Libya?
Right, right, that the Eastern Libyan faction could have Al-Qaeda elements.
Oh, they're run by Al-Qaeda, yeah. Have you heard about Anwar al-Awlaki, now the head of Al-Qaeda, hanging out secretly at the Pentagon?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Yeah, the State Department registers and controls and works with Twitter, and I'm just here to tell you that those were staged revolutions over there. You noticed in Bahrain and other places where they're machine gunning crowds.
They haven't had the same kind of response equally throughout everything. That's the truth.
Well, yeah, we're not seeing coalition air raids on our allies who are shooting people. Well, listen, I don't want to just sit here and talk at you. You've been a really nice guy, Levi Smith.
I appreciate it.
And so what do you got folks lining up now to get their barcode tattoos?
Yeah, some of them are. And then, some people are pretty upset. You know, it's about 50-50 right now. So, if that's any indication, it's a state of the, acceptance towards this sort of thing.
Well, I understand your sophisticated view of, hey, it's individual. People made the choice. It's a way to own it. But you have to understand the symbol of something, even if somebody, say, got a swastika on their arm and they weren't a Nazi, and they said, I got it to educate people about, tyranny, still some people would be upset by the symbol because of their head screwed on straight. And so it's that symbol, it's that response. Like, you can throw a rubber snake at somebody and a lot of them will kind of jump back. It's not that it's a real snake, but it elicits that response. But in your case, it is a real snake. And look, very interesting discussion. Levi Smith, tattoo artist at the Jade Monkey Tattoo in Phoenix, Arizona. Take care, my friend. But what does it profit a man to gain the whole world if he loses his soul? I'm not judging you. I'm as wicked as the day is long as well. I appreciate you joining us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $220. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com. Today.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
I talked to that tattoo artist, Levi Smith, during the break. It turned out he is a, quote, fan of our films. Didn't really realize what show he was on until he was partway into it. But here's the deal. These are working, real barcodes. It just mainlines it. The culture's putting them up everywhere to sell us on this system. We're being conditioned like animals, and I don't like it. So there is a malevolent, corrupt, dehumanizing system pushing all of this, and I'm sure Mr. Smith's nice. I'm sure the lady he's tattooing, Miss Jones, is nice. I think it's shameful to do this to your body, to do this to your flesh, to put barcodes on it that so people can visit your Facebook easier because they're too lazy. I mean, since Texas Instruments 30-something years ago came out with their cheaper calculators. You know, first they were thousands of dollars a piece. Mathematics has fallen completely off. Most people with spell checkers now can't spell. I mean, it's almost like we're going to turn into legless, eyeless, earless little creatures with just a plug into our head who can't even communicate because we are being dehumanized by this. Technology is neutral, but the way it's being deployed, its architecture, the way it's being arranged is to break us off from the land, from reality. You know, the average young people are just running around having fun all into themselves, not worried about radiation settling in over the U.S., cloud after cloud, day after day, belched out of the Fukushima shattered facility, plutonium, uranium spraying out 100,000 times safe levels. One core, they admit, is completely melted through the floor and is going into the water table. I mean, this is just off the charts horrible. And you know, they're not going to test the seafood in America out of the Pacific. You're going to eat it. We're going to eat it. We're going to keep using cell phones that are giving us brain tumors on record. We're going to keep drinking the fluoride until we wake up and say no. And it's really that simple. We're almost out of the book, if you want to get an excellent book to get into reality. We're almost out of it. Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places by Joel Skousen. We're now shipping out Jesse Ventura, 63 Documents the Government Doesn't Want You to Read. Very powerful book. Great to what? Very sophisticated and complex and detailed, but very good for somebody who's not awake to what's happening because it's got 63 documents like Northwoods and just countless others that will blow your mind, government drug dealing, you name it. It's all here. I think it's Ventura's best book. We've got a big discount on it. Infowars.com. That's how you support us. Also, the new book, Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, only available at Infowars.com because Martin needed help printing the book up. And I said, sure, I'll print up a couple thousand for him. We'll be the main distributor until those are sold out. But Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, excellent book breaking down how we're integrated already into a Big Brother society. All that's left is the internet kill switch and arresting political dissidents because we're terrorists, according to the media, because we don't like Al-Qaeda. So all of that available at Infowars.com. The great new film, of course, by Jason Burmes, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, that I produced. That's available at Infowars.com. And your purchase of the books, the videos, the T-shirts, all of it gets the word out. You're authorized to make copies of any films I've directed and produced. And to get them out to people, they're all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. The archive of the live video stream, the higher quality commercial-free podcast, expanded extras of all my films, exclusive interviews. We're flying all over the country and Canada to interview the top brains of the New World Order. Those are going up, new ones, multi-hour-long interviews every week. Big ones with Charlotte Iserby coming out and a bunch of others. 15 cents a day. $5.95 a month. Sign up for a year, get 3 months free, or just do the trial 1 month. PrisonPlanet.tv, and we're able to fund our operation. But you can also download the films, burn them to disc, give them to your friends and family, get them out to everyone you know. PrisonPlanet.tv, or call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. You can also write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And the online shopping cart for the books, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, all of it in the InfoWar, InfoWars.com. If you believe what we're doing, please support us. It's a win-win-win-win-win in the InfoWar, and the general public is now really ready to be awakened. We'll be right back with hour number two. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.